This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant. Même au petit Marim, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Venezuela's interior minister says clashes between police and a gang in northwestern Caracas this week have killed at least 26 people, including 4 officers. Interior Minister Carmen Melendez said at least 38 people have been injured in the violence. The casualty count comes after several days of violence had some Caracas residents fleeing their homes and snarled traffic in several neighborhoods. Authorities are trying to push back against what analysts say is a turf grab by a criminal gang looking to expand beyond the Cota 905 barrio. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after 1/5 of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. The vote was a major test for Abiy, who came to power in 2018 and oversaw dramatic political reforms, but has been accused by critics of backtracking from some promises. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. Officials removed 2 Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, including one that was at the center of a deadly riot in 2017 on Saturday. We get more from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Cheers broke out Saturday after a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was lifted from its base and removed entirely in Charlottesville, Virginia. On Saturday, Charlottesville Mayor Nakiah Walker spoke to a crowd gathered to watch the statue depart.
As this community and our country attempts to reconcile with this hypothesis of white supremacy, I hope that we can move to an authentic healing by embracing truth.
This comes nearly 4 years after white supremacist protests over plans to remove it led to clashes in which a woman was killed after she was run down by a car driven by a self-described neo-Nazi. A statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was also removed Saturday in another city park.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. A large explosion in Somalia's capital killed at least 9 people and injured 8 others, according to health officials. A doctor at the Medina Hospital told reporters that the toll reflected only the dead and wounded who were taken to the facility in Mogadishu, where he works. He said the actual toll was likely higher as victims were rushed to other hospitals. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility. A Somali police spokesman said Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he was safe. It was the second such large explosion in the city this month. A blast targeting a tea shop killed at least 10 people last week. The Vatican said Saturday that Pope Francis is continuing a normal recovery after colon surgery, adding his blood tests have been satisfactory. The Vatican announced earlier that the pontiff would deliver his traditional Sunday noon prayer and message from the 10th floor of a Rome hospital, where a suite is reserved just for popes. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.